in their fantasy, but nevertheless, look, I mean, it was pop music, but I mean, the results of George David Weiss's interventions were, I think, quite ingenious, and the resulting song was number one in America, Three Giant Strides.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight was an international smash for the Tokens, which allowed them to travel the world.
We were one of the first artists that RCA sent over to Europe because the record, when it came out, it initially sold about 3 million records in the United States. And then as we found out and got charts from all over the world, it became a number one record in 36 countries all over the world. And London, that was our first stop on our first European trip in 1962. We ended up doing a big TV show in Rome, Italy, and I remember the
sight of seeds of life with you. same teacher be there, reminded of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy, we shall certify. Political ends, our sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to enter you.
passing all those secret things in a warm velvet box to the priest. He's the doctor, he can handle the shots. Dreaming of the tenderness, tremble in the hips of kissing Mary's lips. Dreaming of mercy.
I was branded with with an awkward grin. Dark brown eyes and suffering, but I'm too tough to love and rearrange. But honey, you just as strange. But I'm too tough to love and rearrange. But honey, you just as strange.
Between the lines, and it's falling on deaf ears. blinded eyes. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it. Mama, am I just too old to learn? Suspicious eye, 'cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it. It surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
Dressed up like a pillow, so and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm so bad, my turn's a bird.
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Ferby, and Jason Paulette, my usual cohort, is not here anymore. He probably got off a plane about 4 hours ago in Toronto, and he's going to be gone for, he claims, about a year. But we will still be in touch, and we'll do some radio interviews, and he'll fill us in on what is going on in the Toronto area. Music-wise. So, at least, we still got him for that. It's been a bit of a difficult morning. Technically, we, started the show off a little bit early by accident. The, BBC podcast, kind of cut out. So we just threw on a little bit of Yes, one of my favorites, and You and I off of Close to the Edge. We also heard a track, from Jonas Shandell off of his latest solo release called Jonas Shandell. That was Mercy Street, a little Peter Gabriel cover. Jonas is going to be playing at the Harmony Arts Festival in West Vancouver on July 31st. Be sure to check that out. We also heard a couple tracks from The Reckoners. Why? Because, well, I mean, not that The Reckoners are bad. I mean, I wouldn't be playing The Reckoners if I didn't like them. But we heard a couple tracks because I screwed up and didn't have another CD ready to go. So we heard Too Tough to Love as well as The Wanderer off of their latest EP, and The Sky Opened Up. We then moved on to a little bit of Christian Measy and the Sirens off of Beautiful World. That was Mama Not Gonna Let. And Christian Measy is currently on a school bus. We had him in studio a few weeks ago, and he's currently, I believe he's in Quebec City or around the area touring on a school bus with Frank Pierce, one of the members of the Sirens, and yeah, they're just touring from festival to festival and playing a few gigs along the way. And I did say a couple weeks ago that we're going to get him on the phone, and I just got a phone number where I can reach him, so perhaps after the show I will give him a shout and try and get something ready for next week. And then, of course, we heard a band out of Philadelphia. That was Dr. Dog off of Shame Shame, released in 2009. That was Where'd All the Time Go? One of my current favorites. Now, even though Jason is gone, I mean, I miss the guy. Miss the guy quite a bit. And, you know, it's making me cry just a little. I'm going to be strong. And not quite totally alone. I've got two wonderful people here in studio with me. I've got Whitney Peterson and Sid Beagle of a local East Vancouver band called Soft Serve. We're keeping me company today. How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're here with you.
Awesome. It's nice to know that I've got some support now that Jason's left me and I'm all on my lonesome. Cool, so you guys playing a band called Soft Serve. Now, Soft Serve usually has two other members, is that right? Or is it just one more?
Yeah, two
usually
others.
Two, yeah. A bass player and a lead guitarist.
Okay, and what are the names of those folks?
Brandon Hoffman plays bass and Dave Carr plays lead guitar.
Cool, nice. Now, Soft Serve is going to be playing July 31st at Falconetti's.
Actually, we aren't. That's not going to be happening. But we got some other things lined up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me all about it.
Well, we will be playing a show at the Backstage Lounge on September 9th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then sooner than that, on the 24th of July, We're playing at Kate's Park, and it's like a...
Oh, the Kate's Park concert series?
Yes.
Oh,
and so
cool.
It's like a song circle, and yeah, I've never done it before, so...
A song circle, how does that work?
Yeah, like there's going to be, I think, 3 or 4 other songwriters on stage, and so you're up there for a couple hours, and so-and-so plays a song, the next person plays a song, and you kind of go around a circle.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I think so, yeah.
So how'd you get involved with that?
A friend of ours, actually, Michelle's been kind of looking out for cool stuff, and somehow she stumbled across, I think she originally thought it was the Deep Cove Days.
Right.
Big.
Yeah.
A festival or something they're supposed to have in the park, but it turns out they have all sorts of stuff happening.
Yeah, well, Deep Cove Days happens in Panorama Park, okay. And that's usually towards the end of August. But
okay,
that's
so it's a different park then.
Yeah, Kate's okay. Park is. I mean, they're close. North Van, they're both yeah pretty close together. But, yeah, no, at Kate's Park, they do, I believe it's all organized by a non-profit group called MuseArt, which is based out of Deep Cove Music, and they put on, MuseArt puts on Deep Cove Days, which happens in Panorama Park, and that's one day, it's a beer garden, and they have several bands throughout the day, and then the Kate's Park Concert Series also runs... I believe it's every Saturday through the summer, and they have usually 3 bands. I don't know if this song circle is...
Maybe it is just like, that's sort of how they described it. Maybe they'll give us like a set or something, but that's how it was described to me.
Yeah.
But I think it's from 6 to 7. Actually, no, it starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, either way, it should be a... Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's going to be a fun time. What's the date on that one? That's
July 24th.
Cool. Mm. Also happening in Kate's Park is just saw my first poster for Under the Volcano. I don't know if you guys have ever been there before.
Looking into that too.
Yeah, looks pretty
looks
cool.
Pretty cool, yeah.
I think the in terms of the entertainment and all that, it's all already lined up. I've tried to get in there before, and it seems to be fairly tough, but a great local band, the Joey Only Outlaw Band. I don't know if you've...
Yeah, I know. I never got to see them, but I've heard of them. I've heard some of their stuff.
Okay. Well, we were talking earlier. Kenan, of whom plays with a band called Sunday's Best.
Oh, yeah.
Also plays... He's the drummer in the Joey Only Outlaw Band, who we often play on Friday Sunrise. So maybe we'll play a track from the Joey Only Outlaw Band, who are currently on their... tour across Canada, so
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another person I miss dearly is Kenan. He's away on the road having fun.
Nice.
But
deserves it.
Yeah, for sure. But enough about them. Let's talk about Soft Serve.
Okay.
So you guys have a CD that you
didn't bring.
That you didn't bring, which is fine. Not hurt deep inside at all.
It happens a lot. You're not the only one.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Well, we make our own, like, or at least we've been putting them together ourselves. Like, I sew them up the sides, you know, like, to put it together.
Just, like, print out these pieces of paper and then sew the sides, and then we, paint on the actual, like, disc.
Yeah.
So they're all, like, just handmade CDs. So.
Well, that's pretty cool.
They're super cute, but, you know. It's
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. So sometimes we don't have any.
It's not sustainable, I know. It's like,
yeah. For sure. Okay, well.
But, yeah, we recorded that last September at Glad Gnome Studios. It's in, South Vancouver. And, it's a great place. I've recorded there, like, with a bunch of different bands, and it's, like, nice home studio, and the bass player in our band, he actually like mixed and mastered the album, so
nice.
Yeah,
cool.
Brandon.
It's always nice when you can have somebody, like, you know, take 2 jobs, right? Like play the bass and then also be, you know, really savvy with the sound and everything.
Yeah, that's one
and
thing.
Have a studio and
nice.
Be a nice guy.
Glad Gnome Studios, where is that located at?
It's Victoria and 53rd.
Okay, South Van.
Yeah.
Nice.
They have a beautiful garden now.
Yeah, nice garden.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Are there happy gnomes?
Yeah.
Glad gnomes?
Yeah, there's some gnomes there, yeah.
Damn right there.
Awesome. Cool. Well, we'll have to check out the studio sometime.
Yeah, I think they're looking to have some, you know, more people kind of show up and do stuff with them. Like, they're pretty busy, but
yeah,
like, they're also pretty ambitious. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, and they're really wonderful to work with, and it's a really good atmosphere and all that.
Yeah, and a lot of them play instruments, too, so they end up getting a lot of singer-songwriters that come in. And they have all these songs, and then they kind of like help produce a lot of the songs and play a lot of the backup instruments and stuff. So, a large collection of instruments at that studio. Mm-hmm. Everything from like mandolin to like the harmonium to like organs and yeah, trombones, trumpets, pretty much anything you can think of. So,
did you guys tap into those resources when?
Yeah, we did
recording?
A couple cool things with some instruments there. Yeah,
we could have done more. We only had like a few days there.
Yeah, we kind of just did a quick little recording, kind of live off the floor type thing, but
it was unusual how we did it, for sure, because we tracked it like bongo,
yeah, as
guitar.
An acoustic performance, yeah. Kind of, and then I tracked drums over top of it after.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
And like, we're just changing tempo all over the place, so pretty crazy. It has an interesting texture, like, it's neat getting feedback on something like that, you know. You know, I guess how you perceive it, like, when you're in the space doing those things, it's so different than, obviously, when people listen to it, and it's like,
yeah,
oh, you hear that? Weird.
Yeah.
Cool. Or, you know,
or, oh, no.
Oh, shit. This one's supposed to happen. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Well, even though you didn't bring a copy of the CD, we can play a track off of that, off of the MySpace, in a bit, and maybe listen to all those little details we're talking about. Awesome. All right. Well, it's about 8:05 on this beautiful, sunny, hopefully it's going to be sunny, Friday morning here in Vancouver. And, we're live in studio with Soft Serve, and so I guess you guys are prepared. You got your guitar, and you got your little djembe there, as well as a nice shaker. Let's, you guys feel like playing a couple tunes for us?
Sure.
Awesome. All right. Should mention.
Too early for this, but.
That's okay. It'll be fine.
Is the front, that's the front. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver with Soft Serve live on Friday Sunrise.
It's gone, it's Woo!
Awesome. Sounds great, guys.
Good morning, Vancouver.
It's a pretty pleasant song to wake up to, what I have to say. What do we call that one?
That's called 300 Feet.
300 Feet.
Yeah. It's about the trees being that large. And
they're just that big.
They're just that big, some of them, and they expect nothing from us in return.
Cool. Are you guys from Vancouver originally?
Originally, I'm from Alberta. I've been here about just over 3 years now. Made the trek here with a band called Lucid Dream I was playing with in Calgary area, and we did like a tour of California and stuff a few years back. It was kind of like a folky hip-hop band. And then ended up moving out here, and like as bands do, they go their own ways a lot of times and disbanded, and then met up with Whitney and a couple other people and started jamming some new tunes, so yeah, it's been good. I like it out in the West Coast a lot better.
Yeah. It's funny. I had a band called Wattison in. I was filling in on the morning after show every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1.
Yeah.
But these guys are from Ontario, and I said, "So what brought you out to? What brought you out this way?" And they just said, "I think it's a little bit more our vibe."
Yeah, that's totally it.
That really sums it up.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Ontario, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, are we a little more relaxed out this way?
I guess vibe is the word, yeah. I was saying that too. I was just like, the vibe. I'm just feeling the vibe. It's like the resonation is like more my frequency, right? So,
yeah.
It's like some people, you know, in the East, they got a different frequency going on, and it interferes with mine.
Yeah, for sure. I guess that's just the way it is sometimes.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
Awesome. So how long has Soft Serve officially been together now? Has it been?
I guess like almost 2 years or something like that now, looking back, which is crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's always so weird to think about.
I guess it's been about a year as like we're gonna be a band, and then we acquired the bass player Brandon like after the recording, after he did so much work recording, and we're like, hey, do you want to play bass on the recording? And soon after that we recruited him for shows and stuff too, so
nice. Yeah.
And that changed everything, absolutely everything.
Yeah,
how I felt about what we're doing, having the bass in there, and just, you know, there's something about the, it's so, like, you know, subtle in a way, like you're just holding down the root of the song, but in a live setting, like how people react when there's a bass there, it's like suddenly they feel so much more rooted or something to what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I guess it's a glue. It's pretty simple, but
For sure.
That changed everything. And so, yeah, like 2 years, originally started out with me and the guitar player. Well, it started out with just sort of my songs, and I was looking to play with somebody, and I knew this guy, and he played in a metal band, which is Reckoner, which Sid here plays in.
Right.
And played in back then. But I knew him for a while, and I was like, one day we decided to actually jam together. I knew he played guitar, and I played guitar, but, you know, as far as I was concerned, he just did the metal thing. But then we hung out one day and played, and we're like, oh, wow, this is cool, you know? So, like, that's sort of been an interesting relationship, like, working with that. We're both different, you know?
So. Everybody's different.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad that it's working out the way it is.
Yeah, it's working out pretty good.
Because if it didn't, I'd be sitting here crying and pouting all on my own. Awesome. Cool. Well, you guys want to rock off another tune for us before
sure.
we take a quick little break here?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Okay. I'm going to play a song called Ring. And it's about going to the drum jam, which I haven't done in too long.
The drum jam, where's that? You're talking about
the one that the song is about one in Niagara on the Lake.
Small little town.
Mm-hmm. On the lake. on Lake Ontario.
Okay.
Where the river meets the lake.
Awesome. All right.
You could feel it in the ground. We will follow in the sound. You could see it in the trees. Just sway it in the breeze. It was thunder in the sand. All banging on a drum. Everyone and every girl wouldn't miss it for the world. Just be without a care, with smiles everywhere. Yeah, the sound is so loud. I can't wait to arrive.
We're going to take a quick break. This is Soft Serve playing live in studio on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. Stay tuned because we got a whole lot more coming up. And I should also mention the phone lines are always open here, 604-822-2487. If you have any requests, okay. If you have any requests for Soft Serve, or if you have any questions, feel free to give us a shout here at the radio station. That's 822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. And we'll be right back.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Thank you. set of clothes. I was half a world away from my home, and I was hunted by the wolves, and I was heckled by the crows. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know. Alongside my innocence, I laid in bed awake, conflicted in the strains with the impetus of age. But like a phantom, she crept across the floor and out the window. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know. From this place on the mantle, my heart was taken down, scattered in a thousand little pieces on the ground. And I blow a street lamp like an orphan with a halo. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know, 'cause it won't last. The worries will pass. All your troubles, they don't stand a chance. And sometimes it takes more than a lifetime to know. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know. Faith etched in stone, neither could comfort you from the wild unknown. So bury your burning hatred like a hatchet in the snow. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know. If you have a broken heart or a battered soul, find something to hold on to let go, to help you through the hard nights like a flask filled with hope. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know, 'cause it won't last. Your worries will pass. All your troubles that don't stand a chance. And it always hurts the worst when it's the ones we love the most. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know. Sometimes you fall to fit in between the lines. Sometimes all that you can do is say no. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know. I said when I arrived in my own set of clothes, I was half a world away from my home, and I was hunted by the wolves, and I was heckled by the crows. Darling, do not fear what you don't really know. I said, darling, do not fear what you don't really know. We said, darling, do not
car and write the note. Grab your bag and grab your coat. Tell the ones that need to know. We are headed north. One foot in, one foot back. But it don't pay like that. So I cut the ties and I jumped the tracks, for never to return. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Oh, you will wear the shape I'm in. Became hard to say. I and love and you. What you were then, I am today. Look at the things I do. Dreams that catch the world, the cage. The highway sets the traveler's stage. All exits look the same. Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you. I and love and you. I and love and you.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
and
Mark,
and
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right.
You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise, that's right, on 101.9 CHR FM. That was our show promo, which Jason was, glad to say Jason was a part of, but Jason is unfortunately not in Vancouver anymore. Like I was saying earlier, he's in Toronto, so I hope everything is going well for him there. He's probably only been there for about 6 or 7 hours now. But, yeah, and he had to ship his cats out there. Poor little kitty cats. They were I had to put them in a little box and ship them on the airplane. Probably pretty freaked out after that. Anyways, yeah, so we're back. We're back live in studio with Soft Serve, a local East Vancouver band. I should mention before we get going here, the couple played a few songs there. Those were a few tracks from a few bands I'm going to be playing at the 2010 Vancouver Folk Festival. We heard a track from The Deep Dark Woods off of their, let's see, it was a 2007 album, Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. That was Redwood Forest, a wicked album. Check them out. They're going to be playing at the Folk Fest, as well as a guy named Brett Denon out of California. I can't remember exactly which town he's from, but that was off of his 2006 release. So Much More. That was Darlin' Do Not Fear. I saw Brett Denon at the Media Club several years ago, and the CD I actually have is autographed by. Yes, Brett Denon. Yes, thank you. I saw you guys eyeing this one. Okay. Yeah, no, he's a great musician. He's going to be playing at the Folk Fest as well, so be sure to check him out. And we also heard a band out of North Carolina. That was the Avett Brothers. I'm not sure. Is it Avett? Brothers. Anyways, that was off of their latest I and Love and You, and that was the title track, I and Love and You.
I kept thinking of you or something else, and I was wondering what it would be. I was like, what?
Yeah, so anyways, that's the Folk Fest. I can't remember if it's kicking off
this weekend.
Yeah, it's this weekend. I don't know if it starts today.
Tonight.
Is it tonight? Okay.
Yeah, today, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Shebango, yeah. On my way out here, I drove past the Jericho Beach, saw everything set up, all the fences and the tents and everything. There's nobody there, but yeah, should be some people there later on, I'm sure.
Cool.
Because there's gonna be some pretty awesome music happening there. And hey, that's one thing I love about the Folk Fest is even if you don't have any tickets, you can always go stand on a log and watch from
there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Down at Jericho Beach. Go check it out, the Vancouver Folk Fest. So anyways, back to Friday Sunrise. We have Soft Serve live in studio with us. Now, we heard a couple songs earlier. Now, you guys, we got about 20 minutes before we have to sign out before Marie steps in for a synchronicity, a spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. It's a pretty cool show. I wonder who her guest is going to be this week, but she's always got something cool to talk about and somebody cool to talk to. Anyways, yeah, so you guys, you have one EP out. You guys are planning on, recording anything else pretty soon?
Yeah, we are, and hopefully, like, September is the projected date.
Around September, probably go back to Gladnome Studios and do another EP. We got another batch of songs. So.
Cool. How many songs do you think?
Probably about seven.
Seven? That's why I mean, I don't... It's really hard for me to refer to the last one because I don't have a copy of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's too bad.
Well, it is available for download on iTunes.
Ooh, yeah. That's good.
Just search Soft Serve in your iTunes store and should come up there and you can download. It's a 7-song EP we got there. So yeah.
7 songs,
like,
okay.
I like the number 7. Or we
yeah.
like the number
well,
7.
It's a great number.
I'm happy with the number.
Awesome.
But, I don't know, give or take a few, right?
Cool. So you're gonna planning on recording 7 more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So have you guys toured at all? You haven't been gotten out of this town at all?
No. We're stuck.
No. Yeah. Stuck in a rut.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe next summer we're gonna try and do the whole festival tour circuit thing.
Yeah.
In BC and maybe further.
And beyond.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But we're a little late for all the applications this year, so we're gonna get on it for next year.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, when those things pop up, it's like, oh, we should try and get into that, or
yeah.
you know. But we realize that you gotta get on that stuff way in advance.
Yeah.
It's
you gotta like book your whole year, book your life.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. Wait,
yeah,
well, you know, like, what if you're not there when you get there? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
But some people just they know where they'll be or something.
Yeah, or they just know how to plan and plan.
Yeah.
I'm not good with plans.
Yeah, me neither. But, yeah, no, it's something to look into, I suppose. That would be pretty cool. Spend your whole summer just on the road, touring from festival to festival, from
yeah.
gig to gig.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Should we play another song?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's, I mean.
Okay, so you never heard
new
this one?
Oh, wow. Got a freshie.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is never heard before. By anyone, hey?
I guess so, really, yeah.
Cool.
So is this your first time playing on?
Yeah. I'll just jam along.
All right.
Thank you.
that's a new tune.
Yeah, it's definitely. I like the lyrics. That's cool.
Think you think you'll put that one on your on this new EP that you guys are talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Cool. That would be cool if you like it.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. It's definitely got the old Whitney traits.
Good.
Characteristics. Thanks. Couple tempo changes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple.
Or time. Time changes too.
Excellent. Cool. Well, we should mention you guys are going to be got a few gigs coming up, don't you?
Things are happening.
So where can we see Soft Serve playing live, huh? Kate's Park?
Yes, Kate's Park. Yes.
July 24th?
Mm-hmm. It's part of a concert series in the park starting tonight, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, going till, I don't know, end of the summer.
Excellent.
It's every Saturday. And yeah, we're playing on the 24th.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock.
As well as August 12th.
Yeah.
At the Princeton Pub. It's a gig we just picked up with Elevator Music Promotions, so.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool. Elevator Music, hey.
So do you know are there any other bands that you're going to be playing with?
They're going to find us some other bands. I guess they have some in mind, so see what happens. And I guess they're mostly like roots and blues music, so we'll get some bluesy band to play with us. That'd be cool.
As well, you're playing at Café Montmartre.
Very nice pronunciation.
Well, thank you very much. I speak a little bit of French, too.
I find it difficult sometimes when I'm there, and I'm like, I want to say Café Montmartre. I'm trying to say it, and I get nervous about it every time, because I just not good with the French accent. But I feel bad, because, like, Ali, he's French, like, you know, owns a place, and I want to do it right.
Does he give you an evil stare every time that you thank him?
No, he's a pretty jolly guy. He's pretty happy all the time.
Yeah, he's always a sweet guy. And I don't know. And I have a French friend, and I always ask her to help me with it. And she tries. And so, yeah, that's what we're playing.
So that's on the 17th. It's a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In
August. Excellent.
August 17th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know of a lady named Chica Bustin?
Chica Bustin.
No.
No. Okay. Well, she plays a regular gig there. I think once a month at least.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We had her in the show on Friday Sunrise a couple months ago. She's a great singer songwriter. Local girl.
Be a good check place her to out. See it too. Yeah. I like checking out stuff there.
Yeah. I've to be completely honest, I've never actually been to Cafe Montmartre.
Wow, you of all people, you seem so.
So Cafe Montmartre.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, maybe I should check it out.
No mustache.
Awesome. Cool. Well, we got about 10 minutes left here. Gonna see if we can squeeze another song out of you guys before we sign out here.
Should I do a new one? Or is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another, do what you feel.
Another one you haven't heard.
Oh, nice. This is exciting.
Yeah. This is Soft Serve on Friday Sunrise.
Premiere.
If you see me drifting off somewhere, could you pour some cold water on my head? Cause I've been sleeping all my life, the toss and turn, a shallow, no good kind. It's tiring trying to think you're being. So come on now, snap me like a twig.
Very, very wonderful.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break here.
On Saturday, July 17th, CITR will be broadcasting live from the 33rd Annual Vancouver Folk Festival. Join us from 8 a.m. till noon, and again in the afternoon from 3 till 5 p.m. for interviews with musicians, festival updates, and music from the artists performing. Or if you're going to the Folk Festival, stop by the CITR tent near Stage 3 to watch our live broadcast in action and chat to station volunteers. For more information about the festival and its lineup, visit thefestival.bc.ca. This broadcast is brought to you jointly by CJSF Radio 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, live in studio with a local East Vancouver band, Soft Serve. And before we sign out here, we should mention you can check them out on myspace.com/SoftServeVancouver. There you go. And I guess we're going to leave you with a track from their MySpace page, because I forgot to bring a CD. Still a little choked
but
up
it is
about that.
EP too, yeah.
So we got 5 minutes before Marie steps in for Synchronicity, Spiritual Talk for Mind, Body, and Soul. Is there anything else you guys would like to mention before we
It's been really fun. It's been a really cool experience.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you for coming to Friday Sunrise. Mm.
Yeah, I guess I got a Georgia Strait horoscope here. Whitney, do you want me to read your horoscope for you?
Please, I really need to know.
So what are you again? What's your sun sign?
Virgo.
Virgo, eh? So, according to the Strait Stars, the image for this week is at a school dance. A skipping record in a jukebox. Whoa.
That's what's and happening
right now? Yeah. And the message is resounding patterns.
I've been getting some
resounding patterns, eh?
That's it? That's my horoscope?
Yeah, that's your horoscope.
It's pretty wild.
Want me to do the rest?
It's okay.
Past romantic or social triangles briefly occur.
Cool.
All right.
Cool. Well, once again, thanks for coming in, guys. And we'll be sure to catch you 1 week tomorrow at Kate's Park. That's July 24th for the Kate's Park concert series. I'm going to leave you with a track from Soft Serve. Any particular track?
It's called Transition.
Transition. All right. Well, here you go. And don't forget, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca if you want to listen to the show all over again and hear the wonderful songs that Soft Serve has played for us live here on the air. And don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca, another great resource for music and especially local Vancouver talent. Until next week, have a wonderful weekend.
Maybe you're suffering, you're trying to be a time purifier.